Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and I'm excited to be here tonight with all of you in insulin resistance practitioner program people, and to just wrap up our time together with this program and to find out what questions you still have open that I can help you and answer, and also to just chat with you about what and how I can help you moving forward to really put this and other things into play, other things that you may be feeling like you need to really round out your client care toolkit. So I've really enjoyed this time together. This was my first practitioner training piece, and I have a lot more planned, and I'd love to spend more time with you guys because, as you know, my mission is to reach out and change the world, basically, change the way the world looks at food and nutrition and health, and I can't do it alone. I need to do it by helping others to do it, and as we each reach out and help each other to reach more people, then there is going to be basically a revolution, a movement formed. And there's no such thing as competition. A lot of people will say, well, why do you want to train other practitioners to do what you're doing? Then you're creating competition for yourself. There is no competition because one person alone cannot help the millions of people out there that need our help. And so we need to get out there in force and be organized in our way of approaching people and becoming from our heart, and doing it in a way that really helps to change lives. Every single one of us, every single one of you out there has the ability to profoundly change people's lives, profoundly, whatever level you're working with people. You know, say Robin, who is looking at working with teaching restaurant owners how to incorporate wholesome, healthy, whole foods, gluten-free foods into menus. Wow, that will affect a lot of people, millions of people. That has huge potential for spreading things. Each and every one of you in your own way. Tammy? Well, Tammy has her practice, and she's out there actually touching lots of lives already, and she has the ability to move that forward. It was Darlene in San Antonio who is out there doing talks and making connections with doctors. And our Australia connection, Bayari, who is looking at creating programs to help people who've identified that they have blood sugar problems or haven't, or just having some issues, and getting out there and helping them. And Beatrice, who wants to go out there with her meditation groups, people who are already interested in meditation, and open up new ways for them to enhance their health, to look at what they're putting in their mouth. And so many of you who haven't shared, Beverly, who's a physician's assistant and who has the ability to get into allopathic medical practices and change the way medicine is practiced. And if I've not mentioned you, it's not because I've forgotten you. Zita over in Hawaii, who's looking at expanding how her reach over in place where a lot of people are not concerned about their health. And Yvette, who is finishing up her health coach training and has been challenged to get out there and work with 10 people before she gets her certification. And she is like an amazing research and amazing resource for finding all the little known things that help to enhance our health. And I'm looking at everybody else. And Martha, you know, Martha, you didn't share a whole lot during, you know, as far as how you were going to use this, but I know that you're just getting started on your health coaching practice, and you have the ability to reach so many, and you're dedicated to doing this. And when you commented in your survey, you were one of the few that filled in the survey, so thank you. And you said that you were feeling really, really good about working with people who had insulin problems and blood sugar problems. So there's so many of you, and there's so many people out there to reach. And you now have at your disposal some tools that most practitioners don't have, most medical practitioners don't use, although they know about them, they don't put them into practice appropriately. And that's the ability to teach people how to determine what foods are affecting their body and how they're affecting their body, not just listening to glycemic charts and books that talk about, you know, the insulin resistance diet and all that. But you have the ability to go in there and help people to know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, whether this food is high glycemic or not, by teaching people how to monitor their blood sugars. You know how to teach people how to curb their cravings before they even start the dietary changes by looking at the supplements that help to bring the receptor sensitivity back. You know how to help people design a diet to take them through a 30-day process where they can actually restore and change their insulin resistance and their insulin receptors. And a lot of people, a lot of doctors, don't believe that there is a reversal for diabetes or insulin resistance. They just figure that insulin resistance is on the course and on the path to diabetes. Some people get, quote-unquote, lucky and don't get diabetes. And some people just must have the genetics and they fall prey and fall into the diabetes. We know otherwise. We've witnessed our own colleagues and our own co-members of the Before Be Gone program, some who already were on insulin or whose doctors told them that that was the next step, and we've seen them restore normal blood sugar levels, right? We've seen someone who was told, you're pre-diabetic, she's on the call right now, you know who I'm talking about, who was told pre-diabetic, come back when you're diabetic and we'll put you on medication, completely turn that around and have fasting blood sugar showing up at 79 and 80 and going off all her thyroid medication. So we know these miracles can happen, and we know they're not just quote-unquote miracles that have just randomly happened because somebody waved their hands and said, be cured. It's because they were taught the way to analyze, to look at their own bodies and see what was going wrong and make the changes systematically, step by step, and in a supportive, loving environment. And that's what every single one of you has the ability to do, is to create that supportive and loving environment for people and take them by the hand and make it not seem so scary for them. And tell them how they can do it and encourage them and give them the tools and help them to set up their diet and their menus and their exercise programs and their sleep and teach them the most amazing things about even just simple things like timing your meals differently can be profoundly different. There was a comment from someone on a blog post I just did a few weeks ago on the timing of food and the importance of timing, and how everybody's been told to eat every 2 hours. And she said, you know, she had been told to eat every 2 hours for her adrenals because she had adrenal fatigue and she needed to do that. And she was wondering why she was gaining weight until she read my blog post and started doing that, putting it into place, and started losing weight. So you have the power, the ability, the tools at your disposal now to go out there and profoundly change people's lives, to give them information and tools that they're not getting in other places, to work with people who have maybe read all the books on insulin resistance and are trying to get better and are not quite there. You have the ability to work with people who've read everything they can and tried everything they can with raw foods and are still not getting the complete results that they want, and be able to handle some of those tricky cases and identify if what's holding them back is a blood sugar imbalance. And if it is, wow, you can just get really excited because you know you're on the way to success with this person. That, coupled with all the coaching skills you've picked up along the way, whether it's self-taught or whether it's by going to one of the other coaching programs that are out there, IIN, the Hilton Johnson, and learning how to work with people, how to coach people, it's an invaluable skill. And then you couple that with a really good understanding of the biochemistry and the testing, and you can just change so many lives. So what I'd like to do this evening on this call is open up the lines, first of all, for questions and sharing of what it is that you still need help with, how you plan to use this information going forward. And I'd love to hear from every single one of you on the line, even just a few lines of what you plan to do moving forward with the information and the tools you've learned during this program. And then I'd also like to hear how you would like to be helped moving forward. I know, I think it was Martha mentioned, someone mentioned on the survey that I sent out that they would love to have ongoing monthly support call. I would like to offer more than that, and I would like to find out more about what your interests are. I've already sent out an application for my Before Be Gone program, people that requested it early, for an application for a 9-month coaching program that I'm moving forward with. My dream, and I haven't actually fully laid this out yet, I thought I was going to have it done by tonight, and I've been working on it, is to have each and every one of you on that program so that you can work with people. You can get benefit on three levels. One, you can put into place in your own life any of the pieces for balancing all of your organ systems that may be missing right now. Number two, you are then going to have the tools to take that. So I'm going to teach the tools for how do you teach those things to your clients. How do you work with those things with your clients? You're going to have the support, and I want to offer you the support so that you can bring all your cases. Those of you who are already in practice, you can bring cases. And those of you who are not can benefit from looking at the cases of others. And when there's not enough cases, I will be bringing cases of my own. In the adrenal module, we'll be talking about cases with adrenal, how to read those adrenal labs. What does this mean? What was the protocol for this? What is the progress? What do you do if you get stuck? Same thing for thyroid, for digestion, for detoxification, for the immune system, autoimmune conditions, allergies, and so much more. And so I want to be able to offer you guys as practitioners access to healing yourself by going through the program yourself. And then by going through the program yourself, you have a sense of how to work with others. Number two, how can you take those principles and work with your own clients and get amazing results? And number three is how do you create and expand on your business model to take that forward? And that's, I can teach you some of that. I want to teach you how to take, you know, some specific knowledge you have and turn it into a teleseminar and create online coaching programs. All that will be included. But I also have access to one of my mentors who has offered for us, or I've negotiated with her to purchase some membership for each and every one of you in her online monthly group that does helps you with the marketing of it and the creating the business pieces of it. So it's a really comprehensive program that I've got, and I wish I would have had it all together to share with you. I've been working full speed ahead at doing it, and I just don't quite have it in a mode that I want to share, but it should be ready by next week. And we'll have a conference call, like a kind of a presentation of that, and I'll set that up for all of you guys and anybody else that's in my community that's a practitioner that may want to join and jump on board. But the other piece that we're going to offer as part of that is internship and apprenticeship opportunity. So what I want you guys to do is help get ahead. You won't be able to maybe necessarily coach the people, at least initially, that are in the first program, but this program is going to be repeated. And I'm not sure how many months, but probably 4 to 6 months, open up a new segment of it for people. And that's where you guys come in play, where you can get your internship opportunities. So if you want to go for certification, you'll actually get assigned some people to coach. And that will give you the experience and the knowledge and the ability to come to me with any, well, this person has this and this person has that, and how can I help this person better? So we're going to work with that and some apprenticeship opportunities, which would actually be paid opportunities where you can then, once you've completed the certification program, if you want to part-time work as a coach within my organization and be able to reach more people that way, in addition to your own practice, and get that as a benefit for bringing more knowledge into your own practice space. that would be available as well. So I'm still working out the exact details. It's going to be set up where there's some of those weekend kinds of seminars where we'll get together. There will be one live, maybe two. I'm working out the details on that live event, that if you can make it live, it would be great, and if not, it will be live cast. And then there'll be a call, you know, the case study calls and support calls throughout the month. So I'll have the schedule. I'm still working out the schedule and still working out the logistics of it, and I should have that for you soon. So what I would like to find out from you guys is, number one, you have any questions still outstanding on the Before Be Gone concepts, the blood sugar, the insulin resistance practitioner program, the training that you've done, and any questions you still have outstanding of how to put it into place. And then I'd like for you to share which areas you feel you most need support moving forward, be it, you know, working with people with digestive issues or immune system issues or hormone issues, thyroid, adrenal issues, or all of the above, and specifically how you best get help with that. I was hoping to have more of survey questions back, so that leads to another thing. I would so appreciate if you would look at the email that we sent out yesterday, click on the survey, and fill it in. It doesn't take very long to do, and it gives me great information, and I guess I was kind of waiting for some of that to come in for finalizing the details of this upcoming program. So I'd love to have you do that. And as a thank you bonus for offering that, I have a 65-page book that I put together that's a home testing book that's access to various tests that you can teach your people to do at home, or that you could do in your own office with people if you have an office, where, you know, different kinds of mineral testing and vitamin testing and all sorts of things. 65 pages of information and resources, and I'm going to give that to you. Whoops, sorry, I'm going to turn that off. I'm going to give that to you as a gift for filling out that survey, and then in addition to getting that book, which you'll get right away when you fill out the survey, I'm going to hold a webinar for anybody that has filled out the survey and gotten that book to teach you how to use it. So it's kind of a bonus thing, like how do I use this in my practice and how do I make the most of these sorts of things. Some of them you can use as kind of lead-ins to get people in the door, and some of them you can use, you know, as part of your protocol when you're working with people. So I'm going to open up the lines. If anybody has a question, type one on your keypad, your telephone keypad. If you've got more of a comment, like you'd like to comment about what you're going to be doing, I'd like to hear from everyone on this, what you're going to be doing moving forward with the information that you've got. And then if you've done one of those, like we did last time, your plan, like a project plan, and you want me to look at it, raise your hand with a 5, and I will put you on the line. You can tell me that you've submitted it and where it is, and I'll go get it, and we'll look through it. If you were one of the 4 or 5 that submitted theirs last time and you've made any changes to it and you'd like me to take a look at it, if it's uploaded already, then that would be great. And if it's not, I'm not sure if you can share a file with me. You might be able to share a file with me. Oh, great. Somebody, Bayari, said she wanted to wait till after today's call. She thought we were supposed to wait till after today's call to do the survey. So, yeah, I would really appreciate it. All right. Great. All right. So we've got Martha has her hand up. I'm going to put Martha. Now, if anybody is anybody on? Let me look to see if anybody's on just the web piece. Because if you are, then Tammy, Robin, Martha, Jolene is just on the web. Beverly's on both. Everybody else is on both. So I'm going to try putting you on speaker. But Jolene, if there's any way you can dial in, that would be great. And the number is posted on the dashboard because I think Bayari asked about that. So that would be great. And, okay, I'm going to put you on speaker. And I'm going to open up your line. Hi, Martha.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm going to raise the volume so everybody can hear you.
All right. Good.
I'm wonderful. Thank you. I'm so glad to hear you on the call.
I'm happy to be here.
Great.
I have a lot of kind of basic questions. I don't know if I missed things or I'm thinking this overthinking things, but anyway, shall I just start?
Okay, yeah, go for it.
Okay, so one thing is you talk and you give some information about lab testing, but I live in New Jersey, and I think there are restrictions on what you can and can't order if you're not an MD.
New Jersey's a pain. But you can't do things through direct labs in New Jersey because, I'm going to switch back off speaker and I'll go back on to you so that people can hear it more clearly.
What happens is in New Jersey, they don't allow, like direct labs can't do testing in New Jersey. Some of the tests like the ASI, the Adrenal Stress Index and all, you can do, but the basic lab testing like for insulin resistance and all, you can't do if you're not a doctor, and that's unfortunate. If you have people who live on the border and can travel to Connecticut, they can do it that way. They can put somebody, like if they have a friend in Connecticut, we've done that before. But otherwise, you're kind of stuck. You have to find a medical doctor to work through to get the lab testing done, unfortunately. Although, you might check canaryclub.com. They were working on something, and I don't know what and if they actually made it go through, but they were working on something, and you might be able to get some stuff done through them.
I will look into that.
Yeah.
Okay,
okay.
Then I had a couple questions about
wait,
one
minute.
Is... Okay,
sorry.
So the first one is, why did you say, you've said that you're supposed to eat protein within an hour of waking up. Why is that?
Okay, good.
So why eat within an hour of waking up? And generally it's recommended protein. And the reason for that is explained in a lot of detail in the B4 Be Gone Module 4, I believe it is, where we talk about the hormones, 4 and 5. Actually, 5 is the timing, so probably more in 5. But what happens when you eat within an hour of waking up is it triggers the cortisol levels to come up to where they should be. So it's like, okay, day is here. You know, it's time to get rolling here. And it helps with resetting leptin. So if you eat early enough in the day and you don't eat carbs, you eat more protein, then your leptin levels stay at a nice low level throughout the day and then peak as they should in the evening. So that's the reason for that. And there's a lot more detail on it if you want to go into more detail on it in those modules.
But it's in there. Okay. I only listened that once. I must have heard. There's too much information.
There's documents in there, too. So there may be, it may be in one of the documents explained a little bit better as well.
Okay. And can you explain, is it really pretty much just the sugar in the carbs that raises glucose? Or is it all carbs? Because you know, in a nutrition label, you know, there's total carbohydrates, and then there's the amount of sugar and the amount of fiber, and then there's some other unknown number of carbohydrates.
Right.
What are those other kinds of carbohydrates? And I guess fiber definitely is less likely to raise your glucose, and the sugar is more likely to raise your glucose. I'm just wondering, do those other carbohydrates have anything to do with
it? Yeah, that's a great question. That's a great question.
So when you see that on the label, you'll see total carbohydrates, let's just say it says 25, fiber 7, sugar 10. You're going 17 and 10, that's 10 and 7 is 17. What happened to the other 8? And the other 8 is starch. It's starch. So say something like rice would have very little on the sugar end, but it would have a lot more on the starch end. The starches get broken down. It depends on your body, and it depends on the type of starch. So, say, the starch that's in a flour product just tends to be released more quickly than something that's in a whole grain. But everybody's a little bit different. So it's really anything that has any kind of carbohydrate other than the fiber, which doesn't affect blood glucose, then you really need to be having people check, you know, double check their glucose levels or just see how they feel if they're not willing to poke their finger. But yeah, that's like, so you'd see that on something like breads and cookies and crackers and pasta, things like that. You'll see that, or even brown rice or quinoa. Quinoa has a higher level of protein than, so it doesn't have quite as much as brown rice, but still in all, you're going to see starch in those.
And then fats and proteins, they don't affect your glucose at all, right?
They generally don't raise your blood sugar. There are certain combinations, certain foods that will raise your insulin, but not your blood sugar. And those are listed in one of the modules. There's a chart that I think it's in module 2 that shows you the foods that raise your insulin without raising your blood sugar. And those are the ones to be careful about. So like whey is all protein. You're not going to see any starch on a tub of whey protein. But whey will tend to raise insulin, so it's not good for people with insulin resistance. It might be good for someone who's been long-term type 2 diabetes and they've worn out their pancreas completely and we're trying to get their insulin levels up. That might be a choice. I'm not saying it's the best choice, but it might be a choice. But otherwise, for type 2 diabetics or insulin resistance people or people who are borderline insulin resistant, like most Americans, those people would have to be careful about something like whey. And then there were a few others in that chart. I think certain legumes, certain kinds of beans that had a tendency to raise the insulin without raising the glucose. But mostly the protein and the fats do not raise the glucose.
And then with that being said, when there's been a zealous discussion about morning, people that work out in the morning and want to eat something before, but they don't have a whole hour and a half before.
Yeah.
Wouldn't protein be an okay thing to eat because it wouldn't raise your insulin, so it wouldn't affect the growth hormone thing?
Yeah, I think if you get up and exercise, like that's your thing, you get up and exercise first thing, just have something to eat as soon as you can after you do that. Because the exercise will have the beneficial effect separate from the food. So if you get up in the morning and you just dilly-dally around and don't get around to eating until 11 o'clock, that's going to be more deleterious to your managing your glucose and your hormone levels than it would be if you got up first thing in the morning, went out for a nice, exercise, and then ate an hour and a half or 2 hours or even 2.5 hours later.
Okay.
Like I said on one of the calls, there's so many little timing rules that help. And they're not rules, they're guidelines. They're really guidelines to help you optimize all the different hormones that are involved with this. But truth of the matter is, you can't necessarily do them all if you're going to exercise first thing in the morning, because that's when you can exercise. So the ideal might be you get up in the morning, you have a breakfast that contains some protein, and it could be as simple as almond milk made from soaked almonds or a handful of almonds or almond butter on celery sticks, chia pudding with some coconut and other things topped on top of it, a green smoothie, especially a green smoothie if you have a little extra added to it. But green smoothies have so many greens in them that you probably get a lot of protein there. So a protein powder, a green powder, those can all be considered a great way to start the day. And then say you want to exercise, the ideal would be to exercise before noon. So then ideally you wait an hour and a half to 2 hours after you eat to exercise. So you wait for whatever rise in insulin that's happened to come back down, which if you've eaten a low-carb breakfast like that, it's probably back down to normal in an hour and a half. Then you exercise, right? And then you space at least an hour and a half to 2 hours after exercise before you eat lunch so you get the high benefit of growth hormone. If you can do that, that's great. But a lot of people they get up, they exercise first thing, and then they're off to work. So you have to just find that balance. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's expected to be perfect. And you don't have to be perfect to get amazing results. But it is something I will keep in mind. That is something to look at with folks, because some people are going to be stuck. They're going to come to a wall. They're going to come to a plateau. And they're going to say, well, what can I do differently here? And so you start pulling at all the little timing guidelines and all the different foods. And for some people, it may be really important. And you may be as simple as saying, how about instead of exercising first thing in the morning, you exercise at 11 o'clock and you have a protein meal, a chia pudding, and green smoothie meal in the morning. And they do that and amazing things happen. So it's a matter of kind of knowing how it all works so that you can just fine-tune it for each individual. Does that make sense? Does that answer your question?
It does. Thank you.
Good.
Then I've got two more. One is about, actually I don't know the term, but when you combine carbohydrate things with meat, Well, one of the things you said in one of the things was, like, if you eat potatoes and you eat meat, it would, you know, lower the release of the blood sugar, but that's not good. Like, you just said something about it's not being good.
Yeah.
But then you combine, you know, lettuce with your mango to lower it. And I'm just wondering what the difference is.
Great. Good question.
What they found is that the combination of the protein with the carb, like meat and potatoes, rice and fish or whatever, that combination will raise your insulin levels, but not so much raise your glucose. So you think it's a good combination. You found that when you eat the potato alone, your blood sugar goes up to 150. When you eat it with a piece of meat, it only goes up to 110. And you think that that's good. But in reality, it's raising your insulin levels just as much. It's just masking the rise in the glucose because it's slowed down. But it's actually a problem.
So how do you
and
know
the same thing with the starches and fats. The starch-fat combination, right? So potatoes with butter, they found the same sort of thing. It may look like you can eat the potato now, but you've artificially lowered the sugar, but not the insulin, so you're still getting all that kind of banging around and irritation on the insulin receptors. But lettuce and mango is different. It's not a starch and a fat. It's just more fiber, more minerals, more nutrients that you're getting with the greens that actually not just slows down the absorption of the sugar in the mango, but actually helps the insulin receptors to be more sensitive and get the sugar across and into your cells.
That makes sense. Okay. And then one last question is, I know you said you're not a fan of a long-term, super low carbohydrate diet, but how long is safe? I mean, people should stay on this program until they get their levels down, even if it's months and months?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I don't know that because of the way we're doing it with so many greens and so many vegetables and lots of fiber, I don't think that long-term it's an issue the same way as people who are doing it with just like meat. They're just eating meat and meat and meat and meat and meat and cheese and all that sort of stuff. That, I think, long-term is very dangerous. But as far as this is concerned, it's kind of like it's using that gauge, using that glucose meter as your gauge, and you just gradually, you take as much carb as your gauge will allow you. And I don't mean sugar carbs. You obviously guys know what I mean by, we're meaning blueberries and mangoes and quinoa and, you know, sweet potatoes and things like that, that are healthy, hearty foods. And you basically just keep trying, and you start with small amounts. Okay, now I can eat a half a cup of blueberries. Great. I'm going to continue to eat a half a cup of blueberries, and then I'm going to try to go a little bit more, and I'm going to try to add other fruits. And you just gradually, but as soon as you hit a place where it causes the sugars to go up too high, you back it down, right? Or if it looks like it's an approaching. So you get to eating 3/4 of a cup of blueberries, and your blood sugar goes to 110. I would wait at least a good month before I would even try to go a little higher than that, because you're at that border, let your body get used to it. Now, for people who have long-standing problems, it's going to take longer. The person on the program who had 330 blood sugars, it's going to take longer than somebody who had 119, right? So it's just a matter of really working with the individual and actually just doing it by the meter. However much carbohydrate your meter allows you to have, you have. Of course, when I say that, you all know what I mean. I'm going to repeat again. Great carbohydrates, the wholesome whole food carbohydrates. Okay, does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Great. All right. Any other questions? All right. So, Martha, that's it for your questions?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to put your mic off. You're very quiet there, so I might leave it on in case you have something else to chime in on. Looks like Beatrice.
Hey, Dr. Rita Marie.
Hi, Beatrice.
Dr. Rita Marie, I have questions that go back to the very beginning. This is ridiculous. But they
okay,
came up because I couldn't answer someone that I was talking to about this program. The reason we take the chromium polynicotinate is because it helps the insulin receptors. Am I correct?
Correct. Yes, it actually, chromium's
Promium's job is to transport glucose across membranes. That's basically its job. It may have other little peripherally little things that it does, but it's really its big job is to escort sugar molecules into the cells. That's it. And so we're giving your body that extra chromium so that when you're eating that, those sugar molecules can get exported, that can transport it. It opens up those receptors and allows the sugar in.
Excellent. Thank you. Now, the magnesium, why do we need, I know the magnesium is good for a lot of things, but why do we need it in this program?
Magnesium assists.
Magnesium assists in that transport, and it helps to reset those receptors.
Assist in transport. Okay.
Yeah.
And the DHA?
The DHA, Matt.
The other question is about the DHA, and the DHA will help you. Well, it just helps to manage your blood sugar levels.
Take it off here. It just is managing blood sugar levels. It helps with the receptors, and it helps to maintain the whole mechanism of interaction between your pancreas and your liver in maintaining blood sugar levels.
Excellent. Thank you, Dr. Rita Marie.
You're so welcome. That's easy.
That's all I needed to know.
Oh, okay.
The way
great.
I'm going to start teaching about green smoothies at community college.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm going to teach a class at community college, which I think is really good.
Oh, fantastic.
And because that's a good start. And I'm talking to someone about teaching the Before Be Gone program with meditation for a group of meditating Buddhists.
Oh, let us know how that works out. You were going to send your flyer off to a couple of people who volunteered to do that, so make sure that you get the help that they are willing to give you.
Thank you. I think that sounds very interesting. I'm going to meet on Friday with the person who has the contact there.
Oh, fantastic.
So things are happening.
Yay! Congratulations.
It's going to be all over. It really is.
Yeah. We're going to change the world here.
By the way, thank you very much for the booklet, the book you gave us, for the survey, it is excellent.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, and I'll go over it in a webinar so you really get it and how to use it. There's some great stuff. There's probably some more. I have to go through it. I put that together about 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, and there's probably a couple of others that I've learned. There actually is at least one other that I've learned about that I want to add to it. So, cool.
Well, thank you for this because this is the only thing I got stuck with. I kept saying I've been taking it for months, but I really cannot explain very well.
Okay, yeah.
All these things.
Wonderful. Glad you asked.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So, any other questions? Okay. Let's see. Beatrice, remember, I'm happy to read through. So, Bayari said she's happy to read through your flyer, Beatrice. So, go ahead and send it to her. Bayari tried to raise hand on question. Bayari, I don't see you, Bayari. Do you have a mic on? Online here, because I can open you up. Let me see if you have a mic. I don't see you unless you're on as someone else. Who gave you? Let me see if there's somebody here twice. Because who gave you their number? Tammy. Is there two Tammys? Maybe, are you on as Tammy? Yeah, I don't see your hand raised. So Tammy gave her phone number. So let me open up Tammy's line and see if that's you. Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, I can. Hi.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sorry. I think I came in as Tammy. Sorry.
Great. Let me put you on mic so everybody can hear you. There you go. All right.
Okay. Thank you. So I have some questions, and I don't know if you saw them. I typed them into the Ask Dr. Rita Marie last night, but I wasn't sure if that was the right place to put them. Oh, hang on. Get rid of that.
Okay, you put questions where?
On our forum for the practitioner forum.
Let me open that one up. I'll see. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been much activity, and I don't remember seeing a notice. Usually,
I only put it on yesterday. Okay. I wasn't sure if that was a good place to put it, but it doesn't matter. I can just ask you now.
Ask me now. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So one of the things I was trying to find out was about lab testing, and so far I haven't found anything, but I'll keep looking. But one thing in particular I was interested in was I saw on the internet they're advertising that you can do some home tests. You can buy some home test kits. And in England, for instance, they're advertising an anemia test. And I just wondered if you had seen that or if you had any idea if that might be
good. So it's an anemia test kit that you can do at home?
Yes, it's a they do like home test kits, and one is for anemia, which I'd be interested for myself, but I also thought it might be interesting for clients. But I just wondered in general what you thought, or if anything on the internet as a home test kit might be a bit dodgy.
I would love the information on that, and I'll take a look at that. What they might be doing is there's a simple test. You know, if you ever go to donate blood, they want to see if you're anemic. They
yes.
do a finger prick for the hemoglobin level.
Okay.
And then they do a, but I think they have to have a centrifuge to do that. So it'll be interesting to see if they've created a way to do it without a centrifuge. Then they do a hematocrit test. So,
right, okay.
And they spin it. So, yeah, send the link. If you have it handy, send it across right now on there and we can look at that. But I'm always interested in new tests that you can do at home and the validity of them.
Yeah.
I wish we could do insulin at home, but that's not happening. But there's so many things that you can do at home.
Okay. So, yeah, well, that was one of the things I'm really interested in, anything that we can do at home, which I think also you might have put in the 65-page booklet.
Yeah, there's a lot that you can do, but I don't have an anemia test there, so it'd be nice. I'm always open to new things that we can do at home.
Okay, there was one thing that I did get because I know that I have a problem with iron and hemoglobin, and so I did get one thing a while ago. It's an oximeter, so you stick it on your finger, and it tests your pulse, but it also tells you your SpO2. But I have to be honest, I'm still finding out what that really means. It's to do with...
Yeah, it's a pulse ox. And they do that in hospitals. Then you go in, and when somebody's in the hospital and they want to know how they're doing, they come in and do their vitals. They stick them, they stick their finger in this thing. It's a pulse ox. So it has to do with the lung capacity, how much oxygen is actually in your blood, based on, you know, how well your lungs are filtering, et cetera. So, and those are new. That's one of the things I do want to add there, do a little research on that and add to my booklet, because they do now have pulse ox that you can do at home.
Yeah, so this little gadget, I got it because I was I suddenly got really terrible blood glucose readings, and I was worried, and I wanted to be able to test things better when I was out of the house. So it's tiny, you just stick it on your finger and it tells you your pulse. Because I was just doing it like using my watch for my pulse and sticking my fingers on. But it's not always easy to do that and to concentrate or, you know, if you're in front of people. And so I just wanted to feel like I had a proper kit that I could take around with me, like my blood glucose. Because before I didn't take my blood glucose monitor out with me, I just kept it at home. But then I realised that I needed to monitor a bit more if I was out as well.
Right.
Okay. So my other questions are a bit more basic. So let me just find it here. You know the really great online diet diary that you send to your clients. That you showed us
an online diary.
Yes.
I'm going to put you. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to put you back on regular, and then I'll repeat your question because it's really hard for me to hear you.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, you know the diet diary that we ask clients to do,
yes.
And you've got an online version. Is it possible to have a printable copy of that?
Yeah, there should be. Is it the one that has the glucose in there as well? It has columns for your glucose, and it also has the diet diary. Is that the one?
No, I think it's the more basic questionnaire for before someone comes to you and they give like a typical day of what they're eating.
Yeah. So I have one. I don't remember sharing that one in the program, though. I do have one that's a little short. I have the ones that's a spreadsheet. Is that the one you're talking about, the one that's an Excel spreadsheet that you fill out, or is it the one that you actually go in and you type it in and then you send it off to me?
It's the one where you go and you type it in and you send it off to you, that one.
Okay. Yeah, that's real basic. I mean, that would be very easy to just create something like that and print it, because all that does is, you know, day one, day two, day three, day four. I have a number of different diet diaries that you can use. One that you can use is the one that has the glucose in it. And you, if you know how to, do you know how to use Excel?
Yes.
Because you can go in there and take those top columns out, whatever ones you don't want, and you can create a diet diary from that. I've given you the Excel form of that.
Okay. I'm not sure if we're talking about the same one.
Maybe we're not.
But my next question is there any way that we can pay some money to you and be able to use that for clients? So I'm talking about, I wrote this question a while ago, so maybe it's not fresh enough in my head. But it's one where a client's coming to you, so they just write out a typical day what they were eating, and they put it online and they email it to you.
Oh, you mean that form? You know, that's something that I'm thinking about setting, being able to set up, is take all my forms that I've created, and actually there's a specific forms processor that we use, and I can probably get it. I don't, but do you have a website?
No, I don't.
Okay, so you'd have to be doing it. Let me think about that, because logistically, if you had a website, it would be pretty easy to help you get that set up. And
okay. If
you don't, then there's probably a way we can host it, but I'd have to talk to my web guy about that and see if that's a practical thing that we could do. Yeah, hosting the forms, basically, because I had been thinking about that.
So I think it's a really great way of doing it, and then... as a practitioner, we get to see a sample of the diet before the person comes, so we've got a chance to look over.
Right, that's exactly what I do, yeah. And I have a whole slew of forms that we'll be presenting as the program, as the energy recharge program goes through. You'll even see more of those forms, more than you've seen before, and we'll have ones for each organ system. And then as practitioners, that was something that I was going to look into doing and including in the practitioner program or you know, as a fee, an ongoing fee, or whatever, or just tell you where to go and get them and send you the, you know, sell you the templates or whatever. So I'll look into that because, and again, if anybody else is interested, please pipe up if that's something that would be helpful. I know it took me years to create all my forms and finally, you know, evolve them to the point where they're online. So if that's something that you find would be practical, we'll find a way to do it.
Yeah, and I think that'd be really great. So that leads into my next question that I just wanted to know in detail. Like, for instance, with the B4 information that you've given us, like the slides that we've seen, and I just wanted to know more clearly, like, what can we use and what can't we use? Because I'm a bit confused about that. Like, for instance... I mean, this will probably become clearer in the 9-month practitioner training, but I'm a bit confused at the moment. Like, what are we allowed to use from your work and the training that you've given us, and what is, like, we can't use?
Well, you can actually create your own, because everybody talks a little bit differently. You're in different audiences, depending on who you're speaking to. So you can, you know, kind of use mine as a guideline, brand it your own way, do it in your own words, and use the content, the ideas and the information. But, you know, just word it in your own way. You know, create, get a PowerPoint, or that's the best way to do it. So get PowerPoint and learn how to do that, or one of the free versions of PowerPoint. And use that. As far as using the actual things as they are, that's what we're looking at in terms of licensing, you know, and we want to make sure that people are actually, if you're going to be using it, that you really, that we're clear that you know how to do that. So that's why I want to do a certification program. Okay, and then everybody
right,
that
okay.
passes through the certification would be able to use it. But if you want to take the information and create your own
I'd be happy like to go through and hopefully get the certification and do it that way. That's what I wanted to ask because I wasn't sure where we were with that. Like for instance, I don't actually feel ready to go out to the public right now and do the 4 program. Like I think I need to study a bit longer with you and sort my own house out. But if I did, like if I was trying to do it tomorrow, I wouldn't know exactly what I could use from your information
right.
and what I couldn't. But,
right.
but I'm happy to wait and get certified and do it that way.
Right, because that's what we'd like to do is be able to have you certified so that you can actually, you can teach it, you know?
Yeah.
You can teach the program as is so you don't have to reinvent the wheel and reinvent all the information.
Great.
Right.
Great. Okay, right. So those are my basic questions. The other question is that I don't actually have a nutrition certificate, although I did. I've been studying nutrition for years, and I did a really great training in England. I don't actually have a certificate, and it'd be hard to get that one because you have to go to England and sit the exam there to do it. And I just wondered what you thought about like that. Do you think that the certification that we're hoping to do with you might be enough, or do you think it's good to have something to go alongside that? Like I looked at, is it IIN? I don't think I'm in a position to do that. I haven't got the money, but it looks really great. But I just wondered what you thought, like if it's good to have like just some kind of
I think some kind of certificate. It depends. Like IIN just started out as this guy decided he wanted to teach people how to be nutritionists, and he did. And I mean, I know somebody who was in his very first class, and it was like, you know, 20 people sitting around a classroom, and he brought in teachers and he gave them a certificate at the end, you know, and he's evolved that over time to now, you know, they have a reputation and they're, you know, they're huge and, but that was just, you know, some guy renting a room and teaching people what he knew and bringing in people that, you know, could help him. So, anyway, you know,
okay,
so basically, there's certificates from all over. Some people have never heard of the people places where you've gotten, you know, I got a certificate from nutrition from so-and-so. Well, who the heck is so-and-so? I don't know. But it sounds good. Right? Yeah, you have something.
Yeah, yeah.
And the more I can get out and be known, the better, the more a certification from me would be worthwhile. So
I don't mean it in that way because, for instance, I've got practice insurance because I do flower essences and stuff like that. And so long as they've got a certificate, they would accept. I'm sure they would accept a certificate from you. I didn't mean it so much in that way. I suppose I meant more. In the basic way that I think I've forgotten some of my training, like exactly what vitamin does what, and
you won't forget that for very long if you're in my program. So you'll get a lot more of that. I won't let you, and you'll have to know that in order to get the, you know, pass the test to get the certification. So yeah, so absolutely, quality wise, it'll be top notch, and it'll be a lot more in depth than you would get at IIN. IIN is really great, and they do a whole lot, but they don't get
fantastic.
Into the depth of
yeah.
the, you know. Yeah.
Okay, because there are, like, a few things in Australia, but the thing is, I don't know if I would agree with what they're teaching, a lot of them, because they're quite orthodox.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how in line they'd be with what we're doing with you, and I think I'd find that really annoying.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll look into that more. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
My questions at the moment. Thank you.
Great. Oh, you're great questions. So for anybody that didn't hear, you know, if you couldn't hear her questions, it will be definitely on the tape if you're just on the web. And I couldn't hear her. Her voice, it was very muffled until she came on. The questions had to do with certification and forms. You know, the use of my materials that I've done for Before Be Gone, and what I basically, you heard my answer to that. So that was basically, I tried to repeat all the questions. So hopefully you got that all. Okay. Oh, Michaeline says she's currently using a pulse oximeter, so I would love to hear from you. Michaeline, do you have a microphone? Can we open up your microphone? I'm going to try. You could tell us about it. So, Michaeline, you'll probably get a little thing on your end that says, will you allow? Are you there? Oh, good. I can hear you. Okay. So can people on the, let me turn speaker on here so they people can hear you. If you're on the phone, I don't know if anybody's on the phone and not the web. If you're on the phone and not the web, go ahead and go to meetwithdrritamarie.com. And if you're driving, I'm going to try to put it on speaker and broadcast it through. So, and I'll raise my volume. Let me raise my volume here. Okay, go ahead and speak, Michaeline. We'll see if we can hear you.
I'm here.
Okay. I'm going to have to turn. How am I going to do this? All right, let's see if we can hear it. It might be a little bit rumbly, but we'll try.
Okay, so what would you like to know?
Oh, we want to know about your pulse oximeter. Like, where did you get it, and how does it work, and how well does it work?
Well, I got it on the web. I went through Amazon and then went through one of the related links. I got it for about $25.
Wow.
And it works really well. It measures your heart rate pretty instantly and your oxygen saturation.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, great. There you go. So I don't know if it's the same one as Bayari has, but, yeah, it's pretty easy to use. Oh, Bayari says she got a non-ox Vantage off internet in Australia from you, and it is a good make. Great. Super. So that's something to add to that, and I'll be adding that to that book of home testing that you could do. Very good information. Okay, and that's, but for those of you who don't know what that is, it's basically a way that you can measure the oxygen saturation of your blood. Great. All right, thank you. Do you have any questions, Michaeline, or anything you want to share?
I guess, I've been in the hospital pretty much since I talked to you, and I've just gotten back home, so I'm out of the loop in terms of what are the next steps and, the certification process and all of that. If there's a document that's been written up in, then you can point me to that. But I'm just a little bit behind on everything.
Okay, great. Well, I actually haven't given a document yet because I'm still working on it. I'm working out the details. So I will probably set up another one of these within a week or two. I was hoping, expecting to have it done by tonight. So, we'll have more of that coming up very soon, very soon. So you didn't miss anything.
Okay, great.
Okay. Super. Well, how's your leg doing?
It's doing okay, but I've had fluid around my lungs and my heart.
Ugh.
And so that's been a real arduous journey.
Yeah. Yeah. So is it getting better? Are you on the mend?
Hard to tell. I feel like I am, but I don't have any definitive diagnostics yet to say.
Okay. All right. Well, keep us posted and reach out. There's a great group here if anybody has any suggestions, help they want to offer Michaeline. Go ahead and right there on the web thing, you can actually just send a message directly to her.
Yeah, I'd appreciate any help people have.
Okay.
But I'm really excited to hear about being able to what we've heard tonight about the program and getting certified and I obviously need to do some more personal health things with you, and I'm really excited about getting a program set up so I can start helping other people as well, because I'm really finding that even though, you know, the wrist things are still an issue, I'm really excited to know that I'm on the right track. And I know I've said this before, and it's probably just a reiteration of things you've already heard me say, and sorry to bore everybody to death with it, but it's really exciting to know that, you know, we're all out there in this, you know, in the same boat looking to help people gain control of their health and not just help them lose weight or whatever, but really get their health, really get true, you know, true health back. And if there's any suggestions that, you know, you might have to help me get through some of this right now, I mean, he set the computer up. I couldn't lift the laptop. And, you know, I'm just right now just doing everything I can with just the few fingertips I have that I can kind of move around. It sucks. Feels like an invalid for the moment. But he cleared off a space for me to sit. I went to lay on the bed, and they've got all the stuff piled in the bedroom. So I'm in this one little spot where there's dust and all. But he cleared off. He vacuumed one spot for me on an old love seat that was covered with stuff. So here I am listening and really excited about using, you know, putting together some forms and getting some clients together and teaching them, you know, how to check to see how their blood sugars are doing, how, you know, looking at their food diaries, looking at all of their health challenges, and really helping other people get to where I am. You know, I mean, even though I'm challenged with the wrist at the moment, I know that overall I'm really doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Right. The overall energy is up and the weight is down. And
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
So it's a matter of solving this puzzle of this.
Exactly. And it's got everybody. I mean, yesterday I went to the back to Stanford, and he looked at my wrist and he says, wow, this is a really severe case. He said, I don't even think steroid injections are going to help you. He's like, why are you afraid to do steroid injections? They're really pushing me to do that. And I said, because I just don't think it's a very healthy choice. And so, and he's like, well, I don't, he says, we're probably just going to have to do a surgical release. So went back to the other doctor for my PRP injections. And so, you know, really, really looking to get to that place of health.
So we could go through a few, you know, just kind of like dig through it and see if there's something that's been overlooked nutritionally.
Okay.
Or something that may be helpful.
Okay.
And I have a couple. I have somebody I may want you to speak to who does energy stuff, and he works with lasers and scanners and things like that, and he might be able to set you up with somebody in your area to get stuff done, because it's pretty phenomenal. He got his father out of a wheelchair in 3 days.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and his father, he called back a couple of, he went and visited them. He was in really bad shape. He went back home, and he calls up a couple of, like, a week later and says, hey, I want to talk to Dad. Oh, he's out taking the garbage out. What? You know?
Oh, my God.
So I'd love to have you chat with him and just see if there's anything there and if there's somebody out in your area where either they have loaners or a practitioner that uses it or something where, you know, it's certainly something you can learn to do on yourself.
A laser.
It's a combination of laser and scanner therapy, and it's from Russia, and the Russians are using it dramatically to get healing going.
And, my God.
Yeah, so he's actually on the B4 Be Gone program, and I'm going to get him to contact you or give you his contact information so you guys could at least chat and see if it's something that he can help with.
Okay, great. I did get they had a great deal on a Groupon for four acupuncture visits, and we got two rounds of four treatments coming to me.
Great.
So hoping that will be helpful too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I want to. We just got that yesterday.
Yes, go get going on that right away.
Yeah, exactly. I just need to get over there to the place.
Right.
Give me some help to drive.
tell me when you're available. Shoot me a message on the chat thing, and then we'll have our conversation.
Did you scroll my I did send you a complete supplement sheet, but you apparently you didn't scroll because I opened it up again, what I sent you, and it was all there.
No, I opened it up again, and it wasn't. So let me
really?
Try. Yeah, it was just like two lines.
Interesting.
So maybe it was something in my settings, and I'll go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Well, I'm really excited Thanks. About this. Thank you so much, and, you know, good luck to everybody on the call. This is fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm here.
There again in a couple of weeks. Anybody that wants to get together again soon, go fill out or get Larry to help you fill out the questionnaire.
I know. I was actually going to do that.
A consultation on how to do home testing, you know, and this is a great conversation and something you could get started with on your own, but also working with people right away. So
right. So it's how many forms? There's like 63, I mean, a questionnaire for home testing?
It's a 65-page document.
Wow.
Yeah, with charts and things for tracking and descriptions and resources for where to get it. So, yeah.
That's wonderful. I'll do the survey. I also need to do the Before Be Gone survey, too.
Yes, please.
I will promise to do those.
Super. All right. Thank you, Beverly.
Thank you, Marie. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, anybody else with, if you don't have questions, what I would like to hear now is,
I would like to have you raise your hand and let us know what you're going to do going forward with this stuff, how you want to incorporate it into your existing practice, like maybe Tammy, or how you want to incorporate it into some of the talks you're doing, Darlene, and anything else. You know, I know, Robin, you were talking a lot about working with restaurants. So if you have any other insights, thoughts you want to share with the group, go ahead, raise your hand. Hi, Tammy.
Hi there, how are you? I think just a comment in regards to trying to put it all together, I think that I have the knowledge. It's just really having the confidence to go ahead and say, okay, I'm going to put this out there and I'm going to do a 30-day program either in my office or actually online, which the confidence, I lack that online yet. I think that was one of the main things that I had wanted to see or would like to see, I should say, is that you teach us how to do it online. It's the logistics behind the scene. It's not necessarily the knowledge of how to get somebody healthy.
Right.
It's how do we, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to set up a specific website for that and links and do all that and make sure that it, you know, goes off without a hitch. Or at least very few. So that's the big.
And that's going to be part of the training, the year-long training. So we'll definitely do that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Now for you, because you already have an existing practice, right?
Yeah.
You can just start with just incorporating, say, the glucose testing with people that you're already seeing. You know, you'll know right away. You know, you have enough clinical experience, plus you have, you know, the questionnaires and stuff that we've done. You know how to tell if somebody needs it, right? You just kind of...
Yeah, yes. I have already incorporated the glucose testing with some of my patients already. And, you know, sometimes they would say, oh, yeah, I already have a meter. And I say, great. And, you know, they come back and they say, oh, I ate that and it went up to 300. And I went,
Right.
Can't do that. Or, you know, I have one client that had come to me, I guess about a year ago, pre-diabetic, and said, you know, she asked her doctor to give her 6 months before we put her on medication, and we were able to keep her off of medication, have them take her off her blood pressure medication, but she's still in like the 95 range, which is much improved as to where she was. However, I now know she's still teeter-tottering on being pre-diabetic. So that's been extremely helpful, and I really love the testing because it's no longer me saying no to them in regards to what they can eat. I just say test it.
Yep, it's exactly right. That takes a lot of that pressure off you, and they go, well, I know you said, but, and so many people are like, oh, my God, and they'll be out, and they don't have their meter, so they won't dare touch anything that they know that they haven't already tested, which is great.
Right.
It helps people make really great choices. So as far as doing a little program in your own, in the office, that would be, you need, you know, maybe just do it for five or six people, right?
Right.
A flyer. You already know some of the people. Say, look, I'm going to really teach you this. It's much easier if I teach it in a group because, you know, it's much more cost effective. Here's what it's going to cost. And, you know, come to my office for 6 weeks, once a week for 6 weeks. And
right.
A different piece to introduce to them and give them a diet to follow, teach them how to use the meter. It's great in person because you can show them right there how to use the meter and how to track it.
Right.
Right. So
yeah, I like that. I like that.
A lot there, but I know it's a confidence issue. And once you do it, you go, oh, why was I not, you know, sure about this? This is easy.
Right. Okay.
So lay it out, design it out. Like, what do you want to, you know, show them first? What do you want to do next? You know, keep it simple and get them going.
Okay.
All right. I know you can do it.
I know I can do it. It's just doing it.
It's just taking the first step. So what's one step that you can take right now that will take you towards that?
Really sitting through the material and figuring out what's step by step. Once I know what step by step I want to teach in 6 weeks, that's the hardest part because I have the forum already. I already have the database of which we do, we use Constant Contact to put that out there. That's not a problem. I also have a paper that I have a presence in, so I think getting people is not going to be the issue. It's really just making sure that I feel I have a program and I feel confident teaching it.
Okay. So let me I'm going to share you a secret with all of you.
Okay.
The first step is schedule it.
Okay.
The first step is schedule it. Schedule it out far enough. Don't schedule it for next week, obviously. You don't want to put yourself under that much pressure. But schedule it out within a comfortable time. Schedule it to start 6 weeks from now. That
okay.
will give you plenty of information. Start talking about it. You don't have to have the outline of exactly what you're going to teach in each module. You just have to have an overview of what you're going to teach and let people know. And then you'll get it. You know, logically, what would you teach them first? What would you teach them second? What are you going to, you know, you have, here's what to avoid, here's what to do, here's what to test, here's how to test it. It'll come to you.
Okay.
All right, but schedule it first, because we all the time, I'll wait till I'm ready, wait till I'm ready. I had to just schedule. Can I tell a story? Some of you are probably on that program, but I went to a thyroid seminar, and I was blown away by it, and I said, I have to share this information. And, oh, there's more stuff I want to share with people. And I said, I'm going to do a teleseminar, and I did a teleseminar. And that afternoon, while I was putting together what I was going to talk about on this teleseminar, which is talking about testing and the importance of testing, and we're all unique and we have to figure out, and I said, well, I want to offer them something, you know, I want to do a program. What's the program going to be? I went out there and I said, I have this program, and I just said, told them what it was going to be about. I said, I'm not sure how many weeks it's going to be yet. I don't have the details exactly, but I'm going to teach you how to read your own blood work, and I'm going to teach you, you know, how to put things in place to support your body, And this is how much it's going to cost. And I charged very little. I charged $97, expecting it was going to be a 4 or 5 week program. And I offered it. I just offered it. I got 30 people signed up that night, right there on that call. I ended up promoting it. I ended up flushing it out, sending out, you know, more information about it. And I ended up with 100 people on that program.
Wow.
I didn't know what I was going to do when I offered it. I don't necessarily recommend you do it quite to that extreme, but it was an excellent program. People got an amazing value from it. They got amazing knowledge from it. And as I sat down, I was under pressure. I said, okay, now I have to do this. And it unfolded. And you have enough background. Now, some of you may not have as much experience as Tammy does. That may be a little bit scary. You may want to have at least an outline of what you're going to do. But, Tammy, you have enough training and experience that you could pull that off. Just give yourself enough time.
Okay.
Because if you wait, do you have children? You have children, right?
I do. Mm-hmm.
If you waited till everything was perfect in your life and you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is the perfect time to have children, would you now have children?
No, that's so funny when you said if you wait till everything's perfect. I'm like, it's like having kids. There is no perfect
exactly.
time.
Exactly. You just have to bite the bullet and say, I'm ready.
Right.
And my practice, my life, everything changed from taking that leap.
Okay.
Okay. And in this program that we're going to do, the year-long program, like I said, I have made an arrangement with one of my mentors, actually two of them. They have this, they run this monthly thing where a lot of these little business things will you'll learn about. We're doing a teleseminar you'll learn about. You get some of my behind the scenes because I've done a couple of calls with them on some of the things that I've done. And you'll learn a tremendous amount.
When is that starting, do you know?
I'm hoping for July. That's my goal.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm very excited to have it be really comprehensive and just, you know, just blow your socks off.
Awesome.
All right?
Okay.
All right. Go
Fantastic.
For it. Keep us posted.
Okay.
All right? Next time we talk, I want to know when you're doing it.
Okay.
All right. Take
Thanks.
Care. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay. We don't have any other questions. We don't have any hands raised. Skylin wants to know, is there anybody living in Canada? And I believe
that there were other people in Canada on this program. So if anybody answers that, I'm not sure who it was, but I think there are some people from Canada, at least on the program, maybe not on the call tonight. So I have a comment for phone by Ari. Okay, the other Tammy. I don't know why your hand, it's not working to raise your hand, but I will raise the hand, open the mic of the other Tammy. You're open.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. So this is just an observation I had with my blood sugar that I just wondered if it was interesting. So I was ill. I'm still getting over it. I was ill about a week ago, and so I stopped eating because I felt really nauseous. So I noticed that when I was fasting, just a water fast, my blood sugar went right down.
Yep.
So but the thing is, I don't know if that's because I was ill or if it's because maybe water fasting can really get your blood sugar down, but I just thought it might be something for us to look into, that it could possibly be a way to really help people.
Yes.
But I'm sorry that I don't know if it's because I was ill at the same time.
Well, I'm going to comment on that. By Ari's question, if you didn't hear it, if you're on the web and didn't hear it, but is that she noticed that she was ill and she water fasted and her blood sugar went way down. And she wants to know, is that, you know, unique or is that a phenomenon that happens? And I will say that that's one of the best things you can do for people is get them to do a water fast. Now, unfortunately, not everybody is willing or able to do a water fast. But one of the people that's on the B4 program, Liddell, she lives in Glendale, Texas, I think. And she had done a series of short water fasts to get her blood sugar down and get herself off of blood sugar medication. And she had gotten her sugars down into like the 140s from the 200 to 300s. Then she started B4 Be Gone, and now she's maintaining them in the 80s. So fasting brings it down relatively quickly. I had another person that I'm working with privately, and she started doing dinner fasts, basically skipping dinner. She started doing it just like 1 or 2 days a week, and now she loves it and doesn't want to eat dinner anymore. She doesn't get hungry for it. Her sugars went, you know, she was really struggling with keeping her first morning sugars below 90, and now they're in the 70s. And it does. It's a great thing. And I wish more people could and would do it. And it doesn't have to be long. It could just be 3 days. 2 or 3 days. It just really helps. While you're fasting, your insulin levels go down and your receptors get more sensitive. And I wrote about that in the paper I wrote on intermittent fasting and meal spacing. That's in Module 5. So, yeah, you can read more about that, why that happens. But, yes, definitely fasting helps. And even fasting one day a week where you do the 24-hour kind of fast where you maybe have breakfast and then skip lunch and dinner and then have breakfast the next day, that kind of a 24-hour fast, and you do that once or twice a week, will help to reset your glucose and insulin receptors. So it's a super, super phenomenal way to do it. So thank you. Any other questions or comments? I'm going to open up the lines just open lines, and anybody who wants to share anything, a comment, an observation, something that they would really need, like moving forward, a way that we could best support you, hopefully you'll fill out the survey and give me some information there about what would really help you move forward. And if not, just, you know, kind of throw it out there now. And if not, once you're done, we're going to close the call and say goodnight. Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm going to put you.
Yes.
I don't remember where, but I heard that when people get stressed out, all the cell receptors close off. Since I was getting really stressed off about teaching this program because I don't have the medical background and I thought I couldn't explain all the chemical changes in the body, when I read that, I said, this is not going to be good for me. So I decided that I was going to make it easy on myself. And when I presented the program, I was just going to read off a piece of paper. But what people ask me and what I talk about is basically, how did I lose weight? And it's really easy when you tell people that you're going to teach them to do something that you have already done yourself. So that might help someone who is concerned about how to present this program, because you really gave us so much information that we have to break it down into something that we have done before we can present it to someone else, I think.
Yeah, that's a good point. And, yeah, I've given you information, and maybe I've erred on the side of giving too much information. And I'm looking at doing a before light version for people
before
who
light.
Are not quite ready for all that information. But when you're teaching it, you don't have to have the depth of knowledge that I have about the biochemistry. You don't have to have the 20-something years of experience that I have with this information. You have the visceral experience in your body of what you did, what worked. You overall know how to explain it. And you've got the resources in case somebody asks and you say, that's a great question. I'm going to get back to you on that. And then you dig through the materials and you find the answer.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's the only way I could have started going about it, and it worked out okay.
Yeah.
It worked out okay.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. Because that's an important point. And even Tammy, who's got lots of years of experience with this, you know, you hold yourself back. To be honest with you, I've held myself back from teaching this practitioner program, and maybe there's still some procrastination there because it's not quite ready yet. Because, like, is it perfect? Is it ready? Is it exactly what they need? And, you know, we all do that. It's part of life. It's part of being who you are. Those people who you think don't go through that, they're just really good at being cocky and hiding it and showing. And maybe there are some people who don't go through that, but the vast majority of people go through that. Is it enough? Am I doing it right? Is this going to serve their needs, you know, the best it can?
That's right.
And just get started. And that's, I'm telling myself that, too, just to do it. So I've committed that I'm going to put this program out there, and you will be getting information about it shortly. So, thank you. Zita has, I put Zita's microphone on because Zita raised her hand on the forum or on the web. So, Zita, go ahead and ask your question.
Yes, can you hear me,
Doctor? Yes, can.
But I think there's an echo.
Yeah, there's an echo. It happens on the line because are you speaking through, you're speaking through a mic, but are you listening to me through your speaker or on a headset?
I'm both on the headset.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to call in on the phone.
Okay, go ahead and do that, and then we'll have, that'll be easier.
Dr. Rita Marie?
Yeah.
Beverly, I'd like to offer a tip for the people that maybe don't have as much experience in different areas. Picking maybe one small segment of what they've learned that they could feel comfortable taking, even that one small tidbit, taking that one little slice of the pie of the whole program and just feeling that one little area out, and then taking that forward to some to however they want to present the information, a class or a private client or however, and just getting their toe wet, if you will. Do you know what I mean? And building up your confidence in that very small way first, and then they'll be maybe able to think about, as they get more questions, because of course they will, then they'll be able to feel more comfortable researching it and bring more and more forward as they are gaining their confidence. Is that does that sound like a good idea?
Yeah, that's great. And that what you said reminded me that this is a good way to get stuff out there is to just offer a free class in your community, especially Tammy, because you already have a practice going. You can just offer a free class
on one thing.
Hour on the dangers of blood sugar, or the many faces of blood sugar balance, or how your tummy and your blood sugar are related, or something that you think that your audience would really like to just come hear Dr. Tammy speak. And then you get on the line, and you get out there, and what you do is you have prepared what you're going to be offering in terms of a 30-day program and or a six-week program. And so you speak to them, like I did on the TELUS seminar. I spoke about, you know, why insulin resistance and how insulin resistance affects belly fat, and just enough to get them excited, like, wow, you know, I want to deal with this. And you tell them about your program, and you invite them to join. And some percentage of them will join. And that's a way to get your feet wet. And you can get, from their questions, you'll get an idea of where their interest lies. Doesn't have to be deep. Any of you could do it. Any of you could really put together a 45-minute to an hour presentation on the importance of keeping your blood sugar managed and how blood sugar affects your cardiovascular system and the role of stress in all of this. You could easily put together a little presentation and go out there and just do it. Like Beverly said, get your toe wet. Just do it for a few people. Even if it's in your living room and you invite 20 people. All my first classes were in my house. I did food preparation classes in my kitchen. And we went from having 5 people to 10 people to 15 people to they don't fit in my kitchen anymore. Where are we going to go? We're going to go into the living room to I think we need to rent a place. And I've done, the first time I did a free talk on fatigue and all the different causes of fatigue and the things that you could do. And people got great value from that, the things that they could go back and do right away. So you want to give them stuff they could do right away. And a bunch of them wanted more. And I signed them up for a 3-month program. And it was all in my living room. So if you have an office, like Tammy, you have an office, I think, you can do it in your office. If you don't, you can do it in your living room. You can invite as many people as you can put chairs in your living room, and you can just put it out there that you're doing this talk, and it's free. And it gets people to know you and to like you and to trust you, and that's what it's all about. So, Zita, you're on. Let me turn your mic on. Okay, your mic is showing local and...
Hey, Marie?
Ah, there you are. Your mic is on now. I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm actually on the phone now.
Yes, it's much better to hear you on the phone.
Okay, good. Yeah, it must be that connection to Hawaii.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Usually that happens, that echo happens only when you have... You're listening to me on the speaker, and you hear my voice reverberating because it goes through twice and comes back.
Okay, maybe that happened. Well, I didn't want to do talk because I'm so tired, and when I'm so tired, my brain just doesn't function, and it doesn't know what to say. So then I said, well, you are going to talk anyway, so here I am.
I'm so glad. Now it's for you, right, isn't it? Are you
it's actually 3:30 in the afternoon, so it's still early. I shouldn't be tired.
So tired, yeah.
Yeah, but I have been lately, and I really thought about drinking coffee again, but I haven't done it so far.
So what about drinking a green smoothie or a green juice or some green powder, you know, shake?
Well, I just did that before I came on the call, and I don't know what it is, so I have to figure it out. It could be my thyroid.
Yeah, or your adrenal.
Yeah, either way, yeah. But I'm really interested in your program, so I can't wait till to hear all the details about it. Because I feel that's something that would help me and a lot of people through me.
Right, exactly. And when we go through, and it's physician heal thyself or coach heal thyself, you go through and you do the stuff for you, and then you're able to really, really feel how you can help others.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when you were asking what I could do, I was thinking about going to, we have a school here, a community college. They teach cooking. Mm-hmm. And I thought if I could have a talk there and let them know about sugar while they are learning how to cook, maybe they will come up with different recipes.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know anybody there that you can get in the door with?
Yeah, I know one lady.
Great.
Yes, I do.
When are you going to do
yeah.
it?
Good question. I'm going to call her next week.
Next week?
I'm going to call her next week, yes.
What day?
Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay. Wednesday
yeah.
week. Okay.
Okay. Thanks for keeping
right,
me accountable.
How it goes. You have to
yeah.
take that first step. You just
right.
have to, you just have to take the first step and you try it. And not all your first attempts are going to be perfect. They're never going to be perfect, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But just take imperfect action. Just take imperfect action. Imperfect action is better than no action.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it.
Right.
Get out there. You owe it to your community to get this information out there.
Yeah, because Hawaii is so sugar-loaded.
They're so overloaded.
Yep.
And there's so much fresh produce there that it would
I know.
Which
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Okay. Aloha to everyone.
Aloha. I'm going to come visit you sometime soon.
Please do. I would like to do the part of the apprenticeship with you here.
Mm. My arm could be twisted. Maybe we can do a retreat there.
I was thinking about that too. Yes, that would be wonderful.
Count me in.
All right.
Okay. I will talk more about that.
Okay, we will.
Okay.
Thanks. Thank you so much. All right, everyone. This has been a joy. You've got a lot of information there, and you basically have to start. You have copies of my original talks about this, and I don't know if you have I don't even know if we have transcripts of them, but the first call that I did that introduced people to the whole concept of sugar, listen to those. I went a little bit too long. You can do it shorter. And then just get the general idea. Use the slides from that and go for it. Just kind of take it, create your own little slide presentation, and just do it. Just do it. Just talk to people. You know the dangers of sugar. You know the overlooked dangers. You know that even, you know, eating dried fruit can raise your blood sugar too much. And let people know. Let people know the dangers. It's not just your waistline. It's not just your acne. It's your hormones. It's your cardiovascular system. It's your life. It's bringing back the joy to your life. And you can do it. Anyone else who hasn't heard from Rob and Yvette, you want to say anything to us in closing, in parting? Okay. All righty. Yes. Who's that, Robin or Yvette? Or who? No. All right. I'm not going to pressure you. I would Yeah, just let me... All right, I don't see. I'm looking to see if there's any more hands raised. I'm looking to see if Bayari has a comment. I think we already got that. And I don't see any more hands. I see Beverly's hand up. Hi, Beverly.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know I did find in your email, let me take you off the speaker here, the link to the survey for IRSPT.
Yes.
And when I clicked on it, it went to fatal error, and I did it three times. And I finally had to copy the URL, open up another web browser page, and go to it through that way.
Very bizarre. That's the second one. There must be something wrong with my hosting service for the emails, because Scott came to me with an issue with an email also, and we checked all those out. So, okay, so copy and paste the link. Instead of clicking on it, copy and paste the link to the survey, and we'll see if we can go fix that. But copy and paste it, and that should get you to the survey.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of filling it out. I'm able to do the, like, you know, one finger punch thing, but I'm getting there.
Good for you. Thank you for
trying. You know, I will say, I hope I didn't depress anybody, because feeling like this sometimes, you just don't want to speak to bring anybody down. But at the same time, it's really enriching for me to know that I've really been, and back to Zita's comment, she doesn't want to speak because when she's tired like this, you feel like you're tripping over your words, which obviously I'm doing a little of that right now. But this has been such an enriching program for me, your Before Be Gone, the FAST program, this program, just at least know that this information is out there. As you know, I've had some challenges here with what's going on, but to feel like I finally see that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and that I've been looking for this kind of stuff for so long, and that you're just out there for me is just fabulous. This is exciting.
Great.
And filling out this survey, it's nice to everybody fill it out, because it's really great to just get to see your words go down on the paper, and it cements it for you how much you're really getting and changing your life, even if you're not able to incorporate every single little step, because it's a lot of information, and I love all the extra. I know you say you go on too long. I'm one of those people that love all the extra you give us. You know, and I think that this information is life-enriching and health-changing, and it's just fabulous stuff. And, you know, this is exactly what I've been looking for, as you know, so many years. So don't be afraid of it. It's a lot, but it's also as much work as it is, it's even way more rewarding, you know.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that. And I want everybody to know that the very first month of the program, or actually it's going to be more than a month, the beginning part of the program is all going to be about assessing, really helping to assess people. Some of the labs, the exam things that you can have them do on their own if you're not a practitioner who sees people in person, and the forms. So I got some good ideas from a couple of you who said, yeah, I love the idea of having the forms. So that will be the beginning. That will be opening it up. Is how do you actually get started with somebody? You know, where do you go? How do you talk to them? How do you get started? So that'll probably be a certification piece on its own. If you just want to get certified in the assessment piece and the lab reading, that'll be good too. Except for somebody in New Jersey who can't run the labs. It's terrible. Ah.
Is that the only place where they can't?
New York, too. And
oh, that's right.
The island has some restrictions as well. But every place else, you can use direct labs. And I've had people who just, you know, they have a friend in another state, and they go visit their friend, and they get their lab tested there. So there's workarounds, but...
Okay.
Pennsylvania is okay, so some people that live in New Jersey travel to Pennsylvania to get it done. I know people who live in Canada and come across the border into Washington and get it done there. So there's a lot of ways around it, but, you know, we'll talk about it when we get into that piece. So thank you all so much. Just Tammy has another question, I think. Go ahead, Tammy.
Just a quick question. So I have not used Direct Labs, and I am in New Jersey. Can I do it as a chiropractor, though?
You
do you know?
with your local, with your licensing board to see if you get your lab test. I'm not sure. You may be able to do privately. So just check with the local licensing board.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
Oh, and the Canary Club is canaryclub.org.
Oh, it's .org. Thank you.
I looked at that up as soon as I heard you tell Tammy about that, and I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, try that, and because there was some stuff going on there, and there are some like Meridian Valley Labs has some blood testing stuff on their thing, but the problem is you got to get blood to them, so right, you have to have a lab that's going to draw the blood, and I think that's where you run into the issues that the labs they have their hands tied, they're not able to do that, but. Somehow I recall that Canary Club was trying to get around it somehow. And so I don't know if they succeeded or not, but give it a try. And if not, then there's other ways. You just have to look at other ways. You work with their practitioner. You work with their MD or their HMO or whatever. And, you know, you do the best. It's not always, they don't always run all the tests. You know, you tell them to run free T3 and they run free T4. Or you tell them to run whatever and they run, like, you tell them to run hemoglobin A1C and they run hemoglobin. And it's like, okay. So it can be a little frustrating, but I have dealt with it. I have worked with it. I've worked with people in other countries like France and Australia, and they've just had to work through their practitioners to get the things done. But it works. So we'll talk to you guys after you've filled out your surveys. We'll set up a webinar and I'll also set up one more time, you know, just kind of a presentation that will be for you guys and then everybody else that's a practitioner who didn't step up for this program but might be interested in the ongoing. And I'll share with you the details and we'll go through it and then, you know, there'll be a limited number of people. I haven't decided the exact number, it's probably 20, 25 people. That I'll take on that program, which is about the same number as on this program, because I really want to give people that attention there. So, okay, guys, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, a joy, and I will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye to everyone. Many blessings. Thank you.
Bye,
thank
everyone.
You. Bye.